From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 5 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, the best crime novels, mysteries, and thrillers of the month, September 2026. Below, you'll find an elaborate quest for vengeance, a nasty family inheritance drama, two works of techno-horror, and two different historical novels in which Walter White makes an appearance. There's also new works from favorites Kate Atkinson and Richard Osman for an assortment that should play to all tastes. September brings a host of quiet suspense, complex mysteries, and shocking thrillers as we finish up summer and enter the long lead-up to the season of horror. Enjoy! As always, all blurbs are by yours truly unless otherwise stated. Next, second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, To Death, We Dance, excerpt and cover reveal. These hills have the color palette of a long-dead corpse. I stare out the window of the coach as we bounce along what might be the most unforgiving road in the country, watching the wind blow through miles of bone-colored wheat, a stark difference from the bustling livery of the city we left behind. Above, dark clouds stretch to the horizon, and it's oddly satisfying how well my surroundings fit my mood. The view looks about as desolate as I feel. I tug off my glove and let my hand hang out the open window, hoping to feel the breeze. Even that proves a disappointment. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Kieran's got unclosed circle and locked room mysteries plus her three faves. What is a locked room mystery? And is it different from a closed circle mystery? I've heard people refer to my new book, The Getaway, as both, and this has had me scratching my head. I've always thought of a locked room mystery as exactly what the name implies. The room or other setting where the murder was literally locked or otherwise unreachable when the victim died. A boat in the middle of the lake that only ever had one person on it. A cell where someone was secured that has not been breached. An international space station with one occupant. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Kevin C. Morris on world building and setting a mystery in Alaska's rugged southeast. As I climbed out of the dinghy and hiked up the shore toward the crumbling shack with a red metal roof, I knew we'd found it. Radioville, hidden among innumerable islands dotting the rocky, untamed coast of southeast Alaska, Radioville was just as the barfly back in the tiny fishing village of Pelican Head described. The sand on the beach sparkled with tiny bits of colored ground glass, remnants of booze bottles discarded 8 decades earlier by a solo radio operator who was the only communications link between the workers at the nearby mines and the rest of the world. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 6 classic and contemporary mysteries set at Oxford University. Classic mysteries are popular for their predictable structure shepherded to a tidy conclusion by a sympathetic detective, and I am particularly fond of those set inside academia. The added layer of fussy teachers and flippant students, an overabundance of literary allusions, and armchair philosophizing about murder and motives make for wry, fascinating mysteries that both celebrate and send up their institutions. That's today's True Crime Brief.